10 past 5 in New Zealand, makes it 10 past 11 on Sunday morning in Washington, D.C. And that is where we're going to turn our attention to now, as the Biden administration is moving at pace to try and get a handle on the COVID-19 pandemic, which has now killed over 400,000 Americans. There's also continuing fallout from Donald Trump's chaotic final week in office, which will see him face a second impeachment trial for stirring up a mob of supporters that stormed the U.S. Capitol. Joining us from Washington is Simon Marks, and it's a giant kia ora to you, Simon. How are you?
I'm very well, Nathan. Happy New Year to you. I hope you're well.
Yes, you too. Happy New Year to you. Okay, so we saw Dr. Fauci on the news. He looked like a very different version of Dr. Fauci. He was smiling, and people said he looked 10 years younger now that he's away from Donald Trump. What about you? Are you in the similar kind of, like, you know, open the window in the morning and the birds all fly in like a Disney cartoon?
Well, there's no question that it's a very, very different atmosphere, especially this weekend. I mean, to be in a situation where you don't keep having to glance at your phone to see what outrages the President of the United States has tweeted, and actually the city is quite literally being encouraged to have a restful weekend by the President and the new Vice President, Joe Biden, very much emphasizing the fact that he knows that many of his staff members have young family, and he wants them to be able to spend time with them. So there's a sense of whiplash here. I mean, with regard to the pictures of Anthony Fauci, you can find these sort of side-by-side portraits on social media of Dr. Fauci when he had Donald Trump peering over his shoulder at the podium, and now Dr. Fauci, who describes himself as feeling liberated as a result of Donald Trump's departure from Washington. I mean, they look like the before and after pictures that a talented plastic surgeon might use in classified advertising, except no one would believe that even the most talented plastic surgeon could achieve those results. But I think it is emblematic of a city that is feeling that there is a return to stability, predictability, normalcy, mature conversations between, for example, the press and the White House press secretary, Jen Psaki, in her now daily press briefings. Imagine that. And yet still the sense that the threat to American democracy, with members of President Trump's mob that ransacked Capitol Hill still being arrested all over the country, is by no means over. And we've still got thousands of troops on the streets here as well.
Yeah. That COVID-19, obviously, trying to get on top of that at the top of the shopping list, or his to-do list, I think, there for the Biden administration. What have you noticed is different so far?
Well, the first thing is that he's leading the first national response to the crisis that we've seen. He's telling Americans straight that this country needs to put itself on a wartime footing. He's signed an executive order that requires face masks to be worn at every single federal government facility by everyone who goes to those facilities all over the country. He's urging Americans more broadly to wear face masks, all of them, for the first 100 days of his presidency. Of course, there will be millions of Americans that ignore that request. He's says that he's going to require quarantine for travelers arriving in the U.S. from international destinations, although the details as to precisely how that quarantine is going to be enforced remain elusive. The White House has not yet been able to explain how that's going to occur. And he says, with regards to vaccine distribution, he is starting from scratch. After the Trump administration promised to vaccinate 20 million Americans by New Year's Eve, managed only to jab 2.8 million Americans. So there's this new plan to vaccinate 100 million people in the first 100 days of the presidency. Some critics of President Biden think that he's overplaying his hand here, that actually the vaccine distribution was not as catastrophic as he is making it out to be, but he's hoping that by hitting that target of 100 million, maybe within 75 days of his arrival in office, he'll be able to point to a great victory that actually the country might have been on track to attain under any circumstances. But the big difference is this is now national leadership and a national conversation.
Mm. And of course, before that all happened, a few days before, I think the whole world stared and shook their heads watching the Capitol building gets stormed. And I see some stories keep emerging about that deadly riot, including a man who allegedly threatened to kill the Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Can you bring us up to speed with that?
Yeah, I mean, the more we have learnt over the last couple of weeks about what actually was going on behind the scenes in Congress, the clearer it becomes that this country was taken to the abyss of constitutional disaster by President Trump and his decision to incite and foment those rioters and send them on their way up to Capitol Hill. We know that there were insurrectionists searching the Capitol, trying to find Vice President Mike Pence, threatening to execute him, trying to find the Speaker of the House of Representatives, Nancy Pelosi, one of them claiming that he planned to shoot her in the head on live television. Others, as we've learned over this past weekend, trying to find Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez, of course, a darling of the progressive wing of the Democratic Party, Congresswoman from New York. And according to the reporting of the New York Times this weekend, a plot by President Trump in conjunction with an official at the Justice Department and a member of Congress from Pennsylvania, essentially to move ahead with the declaration of martial law and with the overturning of Joe Biden's election win. Now, of course, all of that fell apart, but it fell apart because of the actions of a handful of officials who, had they acted in different ways, might have played a role in a very, very different outcome here. And investigations into all of this are only just getting underway. And Donald Trump and people around him, his own son, Donald Trump Jr., his lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, at grave risk of possible future criminal prosecution.
Yes, indeed. And of course, we've got the impeachment coming up, and that's why we're going to keep Simon on speed dial. Simon, thank you very much for your time. This is our Washington correspondent, Simon Marks.